Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Who Are You podcast by BiotropicLabs.com, sports performance supplements for people who move. Use the code PODCAST20 if you want to try something out. The burden of proof is on me, and as always, a satisfaction guarantee. Today, I'm repurposing a podcast I did some time ago with Wesley Two Scoops Berry, a many-time American Gladiator champion. A very smart and wise guy and an outstanding athlete. We had some chats about Black Lives Matter during that podcast, and I'm bringing that stuff forward. I've got four episodes. Check in to what Wesley Two Scoops Berry had to say about Black Lives Matters before the current events. All right, Wesley, tell me, what do you think will make a difference?
If people want to see true justice and not just us, we really have to sit down and have a forum with the powers to be. And it's going to take money in order for this to happen. Not a few African Americans who get money and they're cut at the kneecaps, all because if they think about trying to pull us together, things will mysteriously happen to them that people will say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. I'll give you a case in point. In Hollywood, they told Arsenio Hall, in 1993, you had one of the most popular shows on television. They said to him, you better not have Louis Farrakhan on your show. If you have Louis Farrakhan on your show, Arsenio, we're going to ostracize you. Well, Arsenio Hall didn't get the memo. He brought Farrakhan on the show, and he disappeared off television for 20 years. They meant what they said. Ellen DeGeneres, if you kiss Anne Heche on TV with that gay stuff, even though we know that it happens because it stems from the Romans, if you kiss Anne Heche on TV, Ellen, we're going to ostracize you. Ellen didn't listen. Ellen did it, and they ostracized her. Oprah Winfrey, if you open your mouth and say anything about mad cow disease that you're going to expose it, Oprah, we will ostracize you. Oprah didn't listen, and they knocked her upside her head, too. Why is that? Anytime you try to expose to the secret society who's in control of something what you better not do and you do it, they will shut you down. So it's okay that we let Magic Johnson, you know, be one of the owners in the Dodgers, but that's as far as he go. And he tried to open up a bank, and they told him, no, you're not going to do that. Michael Jordan can be the outright owner of a basketball team. That's because he's a part of the secret society. He was able to get in. So why is it that our government, and I'm not anti-Semitic, why is it that the United States of America is paying Israel, if I'm not mistaken, $2.5 billion a year for their Holocaust? We had nothing to do with that. But yet the black man who has suffered one of the most atrocities on our soil, in our country, he can't get nothing. And so there is a black Holocaust. Think about what happened in Oklahoma. We can't get nothing. But yet they're paying the people in Israel money for a Holocaust that America had nothing to do with. But yet we went to help smash Hitler, who had did that to them people. The Holocaust that happened to the Indians, it doesn't matter that you give the Indians some desert that they can't plant nothing and really have anything that they're going to make money off of. However, somebody in a secret society said, well, look, we can set up some of these casinos and we can give the Indians who are uneducated some money, and they ain't going to do nothing but drink themselves to death. So the Indians who suffered the Holocaust when they poisoned, put smallpox in the blanket up under the government, back in the day, do your research. They benefit from it now, but the black man can't. What's the problem? That's what I'm saying. Our government pick and choose what they want to ride and what they don't want to ride. And anybody that speaks up against the government, if you try to do anything, they will have you knocked down. Ask the Kennedys. Why do you think JFK was knocked down? Nobody could knock down JFK. Why do I say this? Because JFK had the best protection in the whole wide world. He had the Secret Service. So how do they know what route the Secret Service is taking? Well, guess what? It was an inside job. Same reason why Kanye West, I believe, had his own wife set up. How you going to do it? It's an inside job. John Wilkes Booth killed Abraham Lincoln. It was an inside job. How do you do it? Martin Luther King was killed. Inside job. Malcolm X was killed. Inside job. So you think about these inside jobs, how it happened. Go against the secret society, they'll knock you in the dirt. You'll come up missing. This is the world that we live in. So until the people stand up and stop trying to hide behind their chateaus and their citadels that don't even really exist, stop waiting until it's safe to say something and stand up now. Because I pray sometimes God will just bring more catastrophic events where we all come together. Then racial divides won't even count, because the Democrats and the Republicans are eating from the same plate. They play that role, but they're eating from the same plate. That's just my take on it. And that's a fact, and everybody knows it.
That's a fact. They are reading from the same plate. Only the people who really believe that each of these parties are truly representing their constituencies are living in a fantasy land at this point. You know, they tell you, they tell me what they think they're supposed to say, and then they go back behind closed doors and smoke cigars and eat food, and we pay for it. And they pat each other on the back, and they get their perks, and they live a large life while you and I pay for it and fight.
Yeah, I laugh because, Craig, I'm glad we have it in this forum, because look at this. Let's be honest. When do the presidents and them go to different churches? Donald Trump ain't never been in an all-black church, but he's in an all-black church running for office. You know why? Because the pastor of that church, right, he's foul. So if you're a pastor and you're listening to what Wesley Two Schools Berry has to say, then I'm telling you that you're out of pocket, because if church and state is separated, why then are you letting these people who are running for office who don't give a damn about you in your pulpit playing and pretending to be saints? Those are devils up in the church house. And the pastor's just guilty because he's getting a collection put in his plate because he's letting these people up in there. And when they get in office, they don't even go back to the same churches that they just went in to try to act like, oh, Jesus loved me, clapping hands. Donald Trump, he's too busy trying to get his comb over fixed before he is trying. He'll make a hair appointment before he goes to church. Hillary Clinton is in the same thing. The only time you can get politicians in churches when somebody dies or they running for office, that's the only time they want to hold a baby and get a photo out. Especially a black kid. That's the only time they want to pick one up.
Bring us home on this. You say also that we can get along and we should get together and we should be looking out for each other. How do we do that?
We will all come together. The middle class and the lower class can all come together when we see that we're all eating from the same plate. We have to bring forth the laws so that all parties involved can see that in order for our society to be whole again, the playing field must be leveled, and it starts in the legal system. And when we can do that, then and only then, when we as a people, we will pull back together as we always do. America is a strong country only when we are forced to work together. But why do we have to be forced, Craig? So I'm challenging the middle class and the lower class to let's get together and let's get some petition signed to get the laws equal across the board. So therefore, we can have harmony. So the same police officers who live in our community don't have to worry about snitching. All they have to know is if you step across this line, the law is going to hold you accountable, because we're going to make sure that we do petitions to keep the laws even. And when we do that, then we as a people can feel that we're playing on the same playing field. And I'll give one of the best analogies. The only reason why in sports the playing field, in a sense, is the same is because we got referees who are seeing a game that's being played where all are equal on the field. Everybody's got the same ball, and we're not talking about the deflate gate, but we got the same ball, we all got the same uniform, and we all got the same amount of minutes to play the game. You just got to be better at what you do than the other person in front of you, because it's all a game. We're in a game called life, and we are all pawns in this game. However, if the people in the community can see themselves as a pawn making it to the other side, then we grow up like in a game of chess. When a pawn makes it to the other side, he can become a bishop, a rook, a knight, or a queen. So we need each other, man, to band together in order to make things right. It's up to the people. It's not up to our government. We are the government. We are the people. The people are the government. And this is what we have to do.
You're a motivational speaker, too, and, you know, it's easy to pick out the motivational piece to this. You're passionate. You've got anger over this. You ought to. You should. I get it. But you're also providing solutions and saying it's all good. We can get along. We just got to do better than the other person and take the high road. That's what I hear you saying. And
right.
You can achieve something bigger and better than what you are right now if you put your head and your mind and your heart to it.
Right. And the other person I'm talking about is the government. We have to do better than the government.
Well, I think,
but we can do it.
Yeah, but I'll tell you
we can do it.
Well, you've heard four episodes now, and you can see Wesley Two Scoops is a strong man, but also with a really big heart. The guy cares. He wants to see change, and he cares about everybody. He's thinking about the whole scene here. So I hope to get him on another podcast real soon here, see where he is. And until then, everybody, stand by for something new coming up in a week or so.
You've been listening to the Who Are You podcast, brought to you by Biotropic Labs, sports performance supplements for people who move. Join us next time for another edition of the Who Are You podcast.